With that, we welcome the year's first live guest to the studio. Kathy Vitovich is here. She's president of the Shamokin Area Business for Economic Revitalization Group, or SABRE. This has been the group that's been around for, what, a decade or so?
No, about 3 years.
Three? Oh, is that all it is? Okay, it just seemed like more. You've certainly accomplished a decade's worth of accomplishments lately, but these are the folks that were, you could say, already there as the, you know, the revitalization and their new cycle of positivity started to really roll in Shamokin, but it hasn't been without their pushing either to make sure things happen. So, Kathy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. Let's talk about something that's, let's start sort of at sort of the overriding thing, sort of the blue sky that's over this whole thing that's going on in Shamokin. And if folks don't know, Shamokin has just really come alive. It's an economic, vital community that's really springing back. There's a spirit that's driving this. Capture sort of what's in the minds of people happening there.
First of all, it's so exciting for me to hear you speak about Shamokin like that, because about 5 or 7 years ago, that spirit wasn't there. That blue sky wasn't there. And, you know, I had this real need to just step back into my community, and I had the financial means, and my poor husband had just retired, and we purchased our first building and kind of got involved in that spirit, in that revitalization. Kurt Mosser, our state representative, was vital in starting SABRE, and it just many people came together, and now here we are, and hear you talking about the blue skies and stuff. So it's exciting, and I think that there are certainly those that are not bought in, if you will, but man, it's there. And just having kids who moved away 10 years ago or however long come back and say, wow, this isn't the same place. There is that energy. And one of the things that we are doing is we have this Go Shamokin plan that just won an award, by the way. The Go Shamokin plan is the revitalization plan that we're going to follow. And we have a couple buildings coming down in our main business area that have to come down. We don't want to tear down buildings, but there are some that are just falling down. But this Go Shamokin plan is really driving that strategy. And I think that's what we were missing before SABRE. We didn't have a strategy, but now we do. And you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to see.
Even without the plan, the ball is rolling.
Absolutely.
If folks aren't familiar with what's happening in Shamokin, give them your description of this sort of investment and business and community cycle that's just gaining momentum.
Yeah. We've had, again, several investors come in and say, I want to open a restaurant, or I want to, again, invest in that energy. You know, the new Go Shamokin plan, our new logo is the City of Energy. So as I said, we bought a building and we opened Heritage Restaurant. Ale House Bar and Grill opened about the same time. Lost Mind is the first brewery in Shamokin in 46 years. We had Bruiser's Sports Grill. So before that,
and still do, I might add. Bruisers is
sure,
still there.
Sure. But yeah, I'm just sorry, Gino.
Well, yeah, they started a while ago.
Yeah, but before this new birth of these restaurants, people used to go out of town. You know, they go to Bruisers or they go out of town, and now people are coming in town just to you know, go to these restaurants. And like at Heritage, we've had people from Mifflinville and Middleburg and Ashland and all over coming to Shamokin and saying, hey, this is kind of cool. And I'm sure other restaurants have as well. But it's not just me and my husband, or it's not just SABRE. It's the Covered Bridge Brew House. Eric has done a great job of just creating this vibe that people literally from all over will come in and just hang out at this little speakeasy kind of thing. So, you know, Cindy and Eric are doing a great job there. We now have destinations, and that's kind of what we're going for, is to provide an opportunity for people to come into Shamokin, this once dead city. And now they have a reason again. You know, back in the 60s, Shamokin was the place to shop. Well, we're not the place to shop anymore. But man, you can sure hang out now.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a fun place to visit. It's not just the Coney and the and Mowers. Now you have some other destinations.
Sure.
That's why I always used to go. So now I have a lot of stops. So, well, and I should probably clarify, too, when you say we, you're talking about Sabre. You're the president of that group. And so you're doing a good job there. But you and your husband have also said, hey, you know, hey, this is a great investment opportunity. You looked at a building or an opportunity or an investment or a restaurant or a building and said, you personally got involved. You're not just going to work for Sabre. You're one of those folks that are the investors.
Right.
You have outside investors, folks from outside the region looking at Shamokin too?
Sure. We just had, 2 years ago, a friend of mine introduced me to Edward Manning, and Edward was an investor. He would purchase a building, either set up long-term rentals or just flip them. And he at first said, I'm not investing in Shamokin. Why would I do that? And they decided to come in and check out a building, and then they purchased the building and they were going to rent it out, and they ended up living there. Mm. So now they're renting off of themselves, and he is now the president of the Economic Development Authority in Shamokin. So again, some other more government-led authority helping with that revitalization. And he just opened Oliver's Cigar Lounge. It's a high-end cigar lounge and spirits, and phenomenal. Again, another destination for people from out of the area. I know a couple other friends that are just saying, hey, Kath, and you know, I'm a connector. I meet people, and you know, Frank and just other people are just saying, help me make that connection. Help me find a building that I can invest in as well. And again, it's not about me. It's about this energy that people are seeing.
Well, I think folks know that if you have $100,000 in Shamokin, if you put it into a property and fix it up, you know, next year it's $130,000.
Right.
But if you wait, it's $160,000. You also have people that are buying some of the homes and fixing them up. They either may live them or they're just sort of flipping them, that kind
yep.
of thing.
Yep. Yeah, that's a lot of the investment going on. You know, COVID, right? We have people from New York saying, for $20,000 or whatever that might be, yes, I need to fix it up. Because a lot of these homes, because we have been kind of on that downward spiral for a while, they haven't been maintained. So now you have to go in and really look at the electrical and the roof and things like that. But they're doing it. And for that investment, they're saying $20,000, sure. And then, you know, kind of turning that around. The AOAA is another advantage that we have, where people are coming in and they're going to hotels every weekend. And they're saying, well, heck, for the investment that might be this home, I can create a weekend rental home for myself. And I don't have to go to a hotel every time. I can keep my gear here. So that's another draw that I've seen, people just wanting a vacation home in Shamokin.
And the AOAA riders can come into town all the time now?
There is a schedule that they follow. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there's a fence. You know, we don't want ATVs and dirt bikes and stuff in our residential area, but they have an area that encompasses the entire commercial district.
A geofence.
A geofence, that's right.
Okay, not an actual chain link fence.
No, a geofence. So they can just ride down. They'll come down the portal, which opens at BAMC Coffee Shop, and then they just go wherever that geofence allows them, and they come over to Heritage or Ale House, or they go to Bruisers. It's just neat seeing them ride. And now I think the next step that we have is just to give them more reasons to just hang out a little bit longer or allow them to stay overnight. And that's the other thing that's happening, is the short-term rentals, the Airbnb kind of things, are really sprouting up all over the place and allowing that overnight stay, even though we don't have our hotels yet.
Well, tell me about the hotels. You mentioned before we started chit-chatting that I remember talking about two hotels a couple years ago, mm-hmm. but that's on hold for the moment.
Yeah, yeah. You know, funding is difficult in these times, but they are certainly still on in the future. There's the old coal hole that was a mill and then a hotel and then nothing. And Andy Twigger, another investor that came home and said, I want to invest in my downtown. He purchased the coal hole building, and that's going to be, oh my gosh, I've seen pictures of it. It's going to be gorgeous. And then he also purchased the Jones Building, the Jones Hardware Building, which is right downtown. It's where Thomas Edison first had his initial factory, and he's going to make that a niche hotel as well. So now we have two hotels coming in amongst all the Airbnbs and other short-term rentals.
And COVID and supply chain has kind of put a pinch on realizing that dream. Okay, well, we're just about done with this segment. I'll give you an open mic. Anything else to add to this segment of our conversation? We're coming back at 7:40 with more. Any additional comment on some of the things we've talked about so far?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity. And again, your perspective on that blue sky, someone on a Facebook post was talking about Oliver's and said, well, if you don't want to go to Oliver's, because it's a cigar lounge, go to Heritage. And this guy came on and he said, wait, is this the same Shamokin that I remember from high school? And nope, it's not.
No, it isn't. Things are happening. GoShamokin.com, the website, the Go Shamokin Plan. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about, you've caught the attention of both the CEDACOG and the universities. The governor's been to Shamokin, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
And
yes.
Dammuser, and yeah.
Yeah, everybody who's anybody. Yeah, we just saw new pictures of Dammuser and Shamokin. They weren't mm-hmm. that old, so yep. Maybe in December. So, yes, he's your U.S. Congressman's getting involved as well. Kathy Vitovich is here, president of Shamokin Area Business for Economic Revitalization Group, SABRE. 3 years under their belt, but I say a decade's worth of progress already in Shamokin and still going up. And the Chambers of Commerce around here mm-hmm. are keeping an eye on Shamokin as well. Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Yes, we have an important business leader with us, but we have somebody who puts their money where their mouth is, Kathy Vitovich, and Sam, who's supposed to be retired but's busier than ever, running all over. And they're among the investors and the believers in Shamokin, so they're property owners. So they come in here today and tell us that Shamokin is just a booming. And Kathy Vitovich here, president of Shamokin Area Business for Economic Revitalization Group, SABRE. GoShamokin.com is with us. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you, Mark.
Go Shamokin Plan. Just a few details about that, how you're sort of going to try to saddle some of this optimism and investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Go Shamokin Plan is looking at our downtown and really trying to understand how we can, or which businesses to bring in. You know, we need some clothes shops. We need some niche shopping. So which businesses to bring downtown there, but also how to kind of reinvent that downtown. It used to be this great mecca for ladies' clothes shopping, children's, things like that. It's no longer that. And quite honestly, Amazon, right? So what do we need to do down there? And they're really giving us that those ideas of how to really pull that together.
All right. So try to maybe harness this or mm-hmm. funnel it so that everybody's kind of working on the same
Define
page?
Define it, sure. You know, when you talk about Shamokin and where we are right now, it's not just one person or even several. It's multiple layers of government have been helping us. And certainly the people within the Shamokin area, the businesses kind of getting together. So how can we say, here we are, here's where we were, and it was a good place for a while and maybe not so good place for a while, but where are we going? And if we can get everyone in step, that going, that destination is going to be a lot easier to attain.
You've summoned and enjoyed the assistance of Congressman Muser. He was trying to get money in the infrastructure bill. Mm-hmm. Do we know how that went definitively yet?
Not definitively.
Okay,
we're hopeful.
You're waiting for that. But he's a regular visitor to Shamokin. He ain't a stranger. So that's we see pictures. He's of course, there's a rabid tweeter as well. So every place he goes, he sends us a picture. So we're glad to see that. But you also have the eye of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce there involved in helping out there.
Yep, they're involved. The Chamber of Commerce. We have the Visitors Bureau. We have CEDACOG helping us. It's everybody saying, hey, let me get a piece of this and help, again, move that ball forward. I think one of the struggles is that those of us who are really involved want it to go faster. We want to be there, and we don't even know where that end is yet, but we want that momentum to continue, and we have to make sure that we're all more patient, and it's funny coming from me, but we're all more patient in getting to that destination so that we don't kind of self-implode.
Okay. Well, patience isn't a strong point for anybody. No. It's like a human condition around here. Okay. So you mentioned Seda Cogs involved. So, of course, that means grant money. We know they were assisting with blight money. Representative, I almost call him Congressman Mosser. Maybe I'm looking too far forward here, but Representative Mosser was really trying to spearhead that, make sure some available blight money got focused on Shamokin. Mm-hmm. Status of that?
Yeah, so CEDACOG has been full-time dedicated to Shamokin because of the Act 47.
There.
Yeah, they're right down on Market Street. So they're located right there. But really, Betsy Kramer, you know, it's not about CEDACOG overall, although they're all great, but Betsy Kramer personally has just been phenomenal in just being that spark to help us get the grants, get the involvement from the Bucknells or the Susquehanna or the Bloomsburg and Shauna Barnhart over at Bucknell. It's just amazing how many resources we have of people saying, hey, I want to play, and it's neat.
Well, I think it's a fertile ground to channel. What did you say? Channel? Is that the word you used? Because the optimism is there. If there's 1,000 people in Shamokin, well, there's 10,000 people in Shamokin, and they're all optimistic, and they all want to do something. And everybody has, you know, anywhere from a quarter to hundreds of thousands of dollars that they could put their money where their mouth is. And everybody finally said, well, wait a minute, why aren't we just doing this? And then folks started doing it.
Well, and exactly that. We had these historic 99 steps, and they were built by WPA money in the 1930s. And again, over time, just decayed, they were closed from 2008 until last year. And everybody kept saying, they should fix the steps. Someone should fix the steps. The government should fix the steps. And they never got fixed. And they tried for grant funding. And the estimate was $150,000 to fix these steps. So I finally said, well, let's us do it. And we created a campaign called Step Up Shamokin. And to get them done, you needed to step up. And we got it done in 6 months. It was supposed to be a two-year project. Shamokin, the expats from Shamokin, and Degenstein Foundation really stepped up, gave us a $99,000 grant, and the rest of it was earned locally. So, yeah, it's fun.
Well, I was just in Shamokin, and I saw a fitness runner run down the steps, turn around and run back up. What? That's like a mental health condition, right? Or something. But anyway, I thought, oh, I never thought about it that way. But you got to be careful because you got to stay sharp. You know, you don't want to stumble or anything like that. So they're doing that. Well, Shamokin's got this tremendous history going for it, too. And it isn't just coal. So when you talk Shamokin history, tell us what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's so great that you say it's just not coal because so many people attribute that to our only history. But, you know, Thomas Edison had the Edison Illuminating Company there in 1890s. So, you know, we were like the booming metropolis of the state. So, you know, we had Edison. We had silk mills. The Eagle Silk Mill was the largest silk mill in the country. So when you look at that past, that storied past, understanding, you know, again, where we were, we really want to embrace that heritage, but we don't want to just sit there. We don't want to say, well, it's all about coal. It truly wasn't. And I think that's where a lot of people are saying, let's just use that heritage that, you know, we have an Edison tour going on. And Alex Skatalski from Sunbury does a great job. He's amazing. The new Niche Hotel from the Jones Hardware Building is going to be an Edison-inspired hotel. So, you know, just using all of that, it's looking to the future.
Well, you think of history restaurants, too, and breweries and all kinds of things that were active in Shamokin and are coming back to life. I mean, the town, it's really a resumption of these things. Right. We just had a great interview out at G-Satch, they call it, and the Geisinger Shamokin Area Community Hospital. Geisinger believes that this is going to be a medical go-to out there, so they're part of this as well. All right, well, we have just a moment or two left. Tell us about some of the other hot spots in town. I always think that, you know, there's a dozen new businesses out there if you count them up. walk us down the street. Tell us where these new businesses are. We have about a minute left.
Yeah. So we have, of course, you know, I'm going to mention Heritage first. That's my restaurant. We have Bamsey Coffee Shop, which opened during the pandemic, a dog-friendly coffee shop in an old church. Along with the coffee shop, we have a Shamokin Museum in what used to be the social hall. And then my husband runs the Shamokin Music Mart, which is used records and CDs. And then going down Main Street, we have Oliver's Cigar Lounge. Of course, we have Coney Island. Don't forget them. but also the Ale House. We have the Dining Room at Sweet Tooth Cafe. Covered Bridge Brew House is just, again, an amazing spot. I love hanging there. Going over to Market Street, we have Lost Mind. And then Purple Hippo is in there. So, yeah, it's. I mean, I could go on. A lot of services in Shamokin, you know, the lawyers and the accountants and things like that. So, we're again, the impetus is to try to get more niche shopping going on there. And we're also looking forward to Christmas 2022 because 420 for the last several years and especially this year, again, we had the decorating contest and Light Up Lincoln, which lit up our monuments. Again, that homage to the past. We went through and said, let's light them up, but also talk about the history. So it's an educational and also a decorative thing. And then next year, we're going to light up Market Street. And we're kind of looking to Berwick and trying to, you know, emulate that in Shamokin.
Oh, Christmas Boulevard. Yeah. Wow, super. That's quite a spectacle. Okay. Well, and you mentioned Bucknell University. We'll give full credit. You mentioned also off mic that Bloomsburg University students and faculty have their eyes on Shamokin as well. Yeah, so we want to give them super credit as well. Well, thank you, Kathy, in so many ways. Thank you for your leadership here. Back before it was hip to be in charge of Shamokin Revitalization, you got involved anyway. So good for you. But you're also one of the investors there, you and Sam, doing a super job. So thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you for your time.
Kathy Vitovich, President of Shamokin Area Business for Economic Revitalization Group, or SABRE. GoShamokin.com.